Вариант 29. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to share my opinion on higher education. I think it's very important to go to university. I'm having a great time being at university. I love my course and everything that I study. However, the same is not true for everyone. My sister Kate hated school. Her only favorite subject was art. So instead of going to university, she took a course in makeup after leaving school and now works at a famous makeup company.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to ask you for a piece of advice. My friend comes to my house twice a week to study English together with me. While studying, she keeps texting her friends and often talks to one of them on her phone. I try to ignore it, but there is something that really gets on my nerves. I hate it when she leaves half-finished cups of tea in my sink. Besides, she is the kind of person who can stay in my house forever, as she doesn't care about time. How do you think I should get rid of her presence but not hurt her feelings?
Text C.
Let me have a look at your ankle. Does it hurt here, where it is swollen?
Yes, I can hardly step on my foot. I have twisted it.
How did it happen?
It's my dog. I was doing aerobics when it suddenly jumped on me and knocked me down. It simply couldn't wait for the end of my aerobics class.
You shouldn't attend your aerobics classes for a fortnight, and don't take off this bandage for 5 days.
Thank you for your help.
I hope you will get better soon, and don't try your dog's patience anymore.
Text D.
You look tense. What's up?
I'm thinking of our next listening task.
Don't worry, we've done the same types of listening tasks hundreds of times. So, you'll listen to two people speaking together. Then you'll answer some questions.
How many times are we going to listen to the dialogue?
Twice as usual.
It makes me feel depressed.
But why?
I can't understand their talk very well. Maybe because I can't see the mouth and lips of the speakers.
In my opinion, you shouldn't be nervous and try to calm down. You'll see the result will be much better.
Thank you for your piece of advice.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to share my opinion on higher education. I think it's very important to go to university. I'm having a great time being at university. I love my course and everything that I study. However, the same is not true for everyone. My sister Kate hated school. Her only favorite subject was art. So instead of going to university, she took a course in makeup after leaving school and now works at a famous makeup company.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling to ask you for a piece of advice. My friend comes to my house twice a week to study English together with me. While studying, she keeps texting her friends and often talks to one of them on her phone. I try to ignore it, but there is something that really gets on my nerves. I hate it when she leaves half-finished cups of tea in my sink. Besides, she is the kind of person who can stay in my house forever, as she doesn't care about time. How do you think I should get rid of her presence but not hurt her feelings?
Text C.
Let me have a look at your ankle. Does it hurt here, where it is swollen?
Yes, I can hardly step on my foot. I have twisted it.
How did it happen?
It's my dog. I was doing aerobics when it suddenly jumped on me and knocked me down. It simply couldn't wait for the end of my aerobics class.
You shouldn't attend your aerobics classes for a fortnight, and don't take off this bandage for 5 days.
Thank you for your help.
I hope you will get better soon, and don't try your dog's patience anymore.
Text D.
You look tense. What's up?
I'm thinking of our next listening task.
Don't worry, we've done the same types of listening tasks hundreds of times. So, you'll listen to two people speaking together. Then you'll answer some questions.
How many times are we going to listen to the dialogue?
Twice as usual.
It makes me feel depressed.
But why?
I can't understand their talk very well. Maybe because I can't see the mouth and lips of the speakers.
In my opinion, you shouldn't be nervous and try to calm down. You'll see the result will be much better.
Thank you for your piece of advice.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about TV and computers. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Each April, millions of Americans turn off their TV sets and don't turn them on for a whole week. What do they do during these 7 days? They read books, go outside to ride bikes, and play different games. The organizers of this event say, "Our idea is to help kids and teens join in real life. There are about 8,000 other things you can do."
Speaker B.
Last week, I read an interesting piece of information. According to a recent study, 75% of American students spend time online instead of watching TV. They started to use the internet because they needed information rather than entertainment.
Speaker C.
My cousin is 13 years old and she's an internet addict. She spends about 8 to 10 hours a day chatting. It's because people on the net care about her. They see her as Mary, the beautiful, witty, poetic girl. While in class, she's an ugly duck who never knows what to say.
Speaker D. I am sure that television is a terrible waste of time, but some people don't understand that. They just sit in front of TV and watch everything. Silly Mexican series, bad films, and even commercials. Nothing can stop them from watching TV. Speaker E.
Computers have started playing an important part in education. A large number of teachers and parents see the advantages of computers. But a lot of people are sure that young people use them only for games and don't really learn anything. They say that soon teenagers will prefer them to their real friends.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about TV and computers. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Each April, millions of Americans turn off their TV sets and don't turn them on for a whole week. What do they do during these 7 days? They read books, go outside to ride bikes, and play different games. The organizers of this event say, "Our idea is to help kids and teens join in real life. There are about 8,000 other things you can do."
Speaker B.
Last week, I read an interesting piece of information. According to a recent study, 75% of American students spend time online instead of watching TV. They started to use the internet because they needed information rather than entertainment.
Speaker C.
My cousin is 13 years old and she's an internet addict. She spends about 8 to 10 hours a day chatting. It's because people on the net care about her. They see her as Mary, the beautiful, witty, poetic girl. While in class, she's an ugly duck who never knows what to say.
Speaker D. I am sure that television is a terrible waste of time, but some people don't understand that. They just sit in front of TV and watch everything. Silly Mexican series, bad films, and even commercials. Nothing can stop them from watching TV. Speaker E.
Computers have started playing an important part in education. A large number of teachers and parents see the advantages of computers. But a lot of people are sure that young people use them only for games and don't really learn anything. They say that soon teenagers will prefer them to their real friends.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope, which is devoted to reasons of minor conflicts in families. We're talking to Anne Brandon, a 14-year-old student. How are you, Anne?
I'm fine, thanks. By the way, I'll be 15 in a day, and I'm going to celebrate my birthday party on the 30th of May at home.
Celebrating birthdays at home is a perfect tradition, but you look a bit miserable. What's the matter?
I've been arguing with my mum again, though I always feel sorry about it later.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But what have you been arguing about? The time of celebration? The dishes?
No, the usual thing about my bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Yes, she's always telling me to tidy it up. But it's my room, so I don't see why I should have to do it. I like it the way it is.
And is it really your untidiness? Or is your mother just fussy about anything else?
It's my untidiness, I'm sure. I mean, I take my clothes off at night and just leave them where they fall.
And do you expect your mum to tidy up after you?
No, I do it sooner or later when I feel like it.
And is it the thing you argue about?
Yes, but that's not all. I like cooking, it's my hobby, and tidying up the kitchen after it is just too much for me. My mum wants me to put everything back in the kitchen cabinet immediately. And besides, she always tells me to wipe the kitchen counter and to wash up.
Washing up in a dishwasher is not a problem, is it?
No, but it has become a habit with me to fill the dishwasher to the full, and Mum finds it very annoying.
Now I understand the problem is not that minor and should be overcome quickly. Otherwise, your party will be spoilt.
Oh, I agree. We'll settle our argument if we tidy up together.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope, which is devoted to reasons of minor conflicts in families. We're talking to Anne Brandon, a 14-year-old student. How are you, Anne?
I'm fine, thanks. By the way, I'll be 15 in a day, and I'm going to celebrate my birthday party on the 30th of May at home.
Celebrating birthdays at home is a perfect tradition, but you look a bit miserable. What's the matter?
I've been arguing with my mum again, though I always feel sorry about it later.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But what have you been arguing about? The time of celebration? The dishes?
No, the usual thing about my bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Yes, she's always telling me to tidy it up. But it's my room, so I don't see why I should have to do it. I like it the way it is.
And is it really your untidiness? Or is your mother just fussy about anything else?
It's my untidiness, I'm sure. I mean, I take my clothes off at night and just leave them where they fall.
And do you expect your mum to tidy up after you?
No, I do it sooner or later when I feel like it.
And is it the thing you argue about?
Yes, but that's not all. I like cooking, it's my hobby, and tidying up the kitchen after it is just too much for me. My mum wants me to put everything back in the kitchen cabinet immediately. And besides, she always tells me to wipe the kitchen counter and to wash up.
Washing up in a dishwasher is not a problem, is it?
No, but it has become a habit with me to fill the dishwasher to the full, and Mum finds it very annoying.
Now I understand the problem is not that minor and should be overcome quickly. Otherwise, your party will be spoilt.
Oh, I agree. We'll settle our argument if we tidy up together.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the Youth Cafe. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about eating habits. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous, so you don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. Who usually cooks in your family? What's your favorite dish? Do you have any traditional family recipes? How often do you eat out? Why do many people prefer eating out nowadays, in your opinion? What traditional Russian dishes would you recommend foreign tourists to try? Why? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.